Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily for this November 20th. Happy Friday, everyone. Seems the number one stress-relieving sound of 2020 might well be crunch. During the pandemic, snacking has gotten out of hand. And Utz, a 100-year-old potato chip maker, is on a binge. Pretzels, chips, and other crunchy, salty snacks have been flying off the shelves since the pandemic began. Sales surged 25% over last year, according to Nielsen. Recently, 90% of adults admitted to snacking more since the coronavirus emerged, according to Oreo cookie company Mondelez International. Frankly, I think the other 10% of us just won't come clean. If all this grazing means the quarantine 15 to you and me, to snack food businesses, it spells opportunity. For decades, Utz has grown steadily as a family-owned Pennsylvania maker of chips, pretzels, popcorn, and cheese curls. But back in August, CEO Dylan Lissette took a look back at Americans' voracious habits. Then he told CNBC that the company no longer wanted to, quote, just be a company that dotted along. Rather, he said, we want to be a national company. We want to compete against the largest consumer packaged goods competitors in the salted snack industry. Well, those are fighting words. Not that they really had been just dotting along. Utz began its life as Hanover Home Brand potato chips in the home kitchen of Bill and Sally Utz in 1921. The couple was successful from the start, cooking 50 pounds of chips an hour. They packaged them in metal buckets and sold them mostly across the state border in Maryland. Today, the Baltimore Sun calls Utz a Baltimore favorite. The company is so iconic that you can buy a vintage Utz tin on eBay for $45. Over the years, leadership passed down from one Utz generation to the next. Lissette is the grandson-in-law of the founders, the fourth generation of the family. Under Lissette's leadership, he's been CEO since 2012. Utz acquired a number of smaller companies like Good Health Natural Products and Golden Flake. By 2015, it was the largest privately held snack food company in America, according to Thrillist, and it vowed to stay independent. But now, Utz is aggressively scarfing up bigger players. Last year, the company acquired rival Snyder of Berlin, you know, those brown boxes of giant pretzels from Conagra. This September, it bought a peanut butter-filled pretzel brand from the same company, and last week, Utz announced a $500 million deal to acquire tortilla chip brand On the Border. According to Utz, On the Border is the nation's third largest tortilla chip maker, and all those chips and salsa we eat, the chips alone are a $6 billion business. Still smaller than potato chips, however. If a $500 million acquisition sounds like big bucks for a family-owned business, well, Utz broke its indie vow. Last August, the company quietly went public. It did so via a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, like Virgin Galactic, DraftKings, and other businesses we've talked about here recently. Utz is using the money it raised to pay down debt and to continue gobbling up as many successful salty, crunchy companies as it can, Food Dive reports. Now, if all this sounds like Utz has a smooth path to becoming a national snack food leader, don't forget the mammoth competition it's up against. Currently, the billion-dollar company is the fourth largest snack food maker in the U.S., behind PepsiCo, Campbell, and Kellogg, according to trade publication BakeryAndSnacks.com. And as they eye our unstoppable snack food appetites, those companies are also gobbling up tasty rivals. Empty calories? Sure. But chips and pretzels are substantial additions to the bottom line, too. Tell me about it. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus and the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louis. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking award travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.